Welcome to A Dopamine Kick.
Yes, another ADHD podcast.
We're your hosts, Sparky and Shell.
Join us each week and we can hyper-focus together on all things ADHD.
This is our journey to diagnosis, the challenges, frustrations and humour that come when living with ADHD as adults.
Let the interrupting begin!
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 109 of A Dopamine Kick. Today we are going to be talking about ADHD and the hormone progesterone.
Yes, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the podcast and leave us a review and let us know what you're thinking about the podcast as well, because, well, it helps people decide whether this is a good podcast to listen to or not. And we're in need of some reviews as well. It gives us a dopamine hit to receive a review. We look at them all, so please let us know what you're thinking about the podcast. And yeah, that would be absolutely fantastic. So as Shell said, today we're talking about hormones. And before we get into the subject of hormones, thought we'd just do a quick update on a couple of things. So the first thing is, how is your run doing, Shell? How are you getting on with that?
Oh, so badly. But I do think, for once, I've got a legitimate excuse.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, my daughter ended up having urgent surgery.
Oh, yes. I did not forget.
Which was completely unexpected. Well, no, I knew that eventually she was going to need it. She had a hernia. She's had it for some time, actually, and I've been struggling to get her to see someone. Finally got her to see a consultant, and they were like, oh no, this is urgent. This needs to be done within the next few weeks. And yeah, it was done 6 days later. So I didn't run, obviously, the day before, because that was all like stress with the pre-op and getting her to the hospital for the pre-op and like preparing her and stuff. And then, obviously, the day of, I didn't go for a run. That was quite an emotional day. And then I had to emergency book the week off work. So I spent the whole week with her, just like helping her recover. And first few days were quite rough, very up and down, very emotional, bless her. And then the third day, fourth day, she had a big tantrum, big cry, a nap. And then she just woke up cured. She's been like totally fine ever since.
Oh.
Crazy. So basically for a week I didn't do any running, so I was super behind. It got to the 19th of February and I run 9 miles in total. So I ran 5 miles, 5.25 miles on the 19th, which is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna run another 5 miles tonight.
Wow.
And then I'll be about even, so I should be on target to finish the 29 by the month.
Well, I mean, you're doing better than I thought you
predicted,
would.
As predicted, it's all going to be last minute. It's not going to have been a mile a day like I wanted. I'm going to get it done, but yeah.
I mean, you are doing it.
It's not going to be
you
pleasant.
Are doing something.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah. It killed me on Monday after a week of doing literally nothing, just sitting around. To run 5 miles was not a pleasant experience.
Awesome that you're doing it though, and the fact that you've started it. I did think that it would all be done on the 30th. There's the 30 days in February.
There isn't a 30th.
There isn't, is there? The 29th, that's it. Is it leap year?
I can't do it on the 29th, even if I wanted to, because it's a Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, it's a Thursday. So, like, I work 12-hour shifts. I think it's, even for me, unreasonable to assume that I can run 20 miles after a 12-hour shift. So maybe the 28th, because that's a Wednesday.
Maybe it definitely means that you will be doing something on the 28th, for sure. It's not, you're not going to get away scot-free.
The 28th is going to be a stressful day for me, because that is realistically the last day that I can do any decent amount of running.
Yeah, and it's not going to be that you've got 1 mile to do on the 28th, let's be fair.
No, because I am going away this weekend, so
oh, no.
I'm probably not going to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Well, I might be able to, but I'm going to a friend's house in Wales, and I've never been before, so I don't know how comfortable I'll feel, like, running around in the dark. I probably won't.
Yeah, I mean, new place, secluded. I wouldn't recommend it at all.
No.
So, yeah, definitely don't be doing that. Also, if you haven't already, you can support Shell by donating. I'll leave the link in the description. So if you do want to support Shell, she's running for SANS charity, then please pop along to the link and leave a donation, because again, dopamine, it helps. This is rewarding for us, as we're going to talk about in today's episode with hormones.
Yeah, that would be amazing, actually, because after I've panic deleted it from my Facebook, I haven't put it back up. So currently I only have 3 people who sponsored me.
Do you know what? I need to do it as well, but I just keep forgetting.
I need to remember to put it back up so that people can actually sponsor me and donate. But yeah, if anybody feels like, you know, sending over a couple of quid, that would be most appreciated.
Awesome. Right, let's talk about hormones then. Hormones do play a significant role in various bodily functions, including the brain and behavior. We know this. And things like dopamine, which is dopamine a hormone? I think it is. And norepinephrine. Neurotransmitters help with, well, don't help, but obviously their interactions with us and the brain causes ADHD symptoms, but also hormones such as testosterone, cortisol, estrogen, progesterone. These are hormones that can have a effect on our brains and also contribute to our symptoms of ADHD. Now, it's still been investigated. Obviously, we don't know a lot about this, so I'm not going to pretend that I know anything about this, but I know that Charlotte is taking progesterone at the moment, and the reason that we said we was going to do this episode is because Shal said that there's been some changes in her ADHD symptoms, and we thought, actually, there's not a lot about this online, so let's put this to the test. Let's grill Shal and see what it's like being on progesterone. So first of all, Shal, hello what is progesterone and why are you taking it, just for people who want a bit of a backstory?
So progesterone is most commonly known as like the pregnancy hormone. So for women, it's the hormone in the second part of your menstrual cycle after you've ovulated that gives you all the unpleasant pre-period symptoms like the rage and the scattiness and just generally feeling miserable and depressed, and all the horrible things that occur every month are progesterone's fault, basically. So I was already aware that it affected my ADHD, because definitely in that part of my cycle, I'm more emotional, more irrational, more likely to do impulsive things, spend impulsively. Everything just seems to be a little bit more difficult in the second half compared to the first half of my cycle. So I have been on, I'm not taking it now, but for the last 2 weeks, I've been on progesterone 200 milligram suppositories twice a day. The reason that I've been on it is because there's some evidence that it can help prevent recurrent miscarriage. So long-term listeners will know that I've had 2 miscarriages recently, and I did have one a couple of years ago as well. So I'm classed as a recurrent miscarriager. That's not the medical term. I don't know what the medical term is.
So I love that you're still in high spirits about this all.
You have to be, don't you?
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different protocols for when you take it, but my doctor wanted me to start before my period was due. So before the week before I would even be able to test. So I didn't know whether or not I was pregnant. And the reason for that is because at least 2 of my losses have been really, really early. So some of the protocols, you wait until you've had a positive test and then you start taking it. Some of the protocols, you wait until you've had a viability scan at 6 weeks. But I lost 2 of mine at like 5.5 or bang on 6 weeks. So he said, you know, both of those are not going to work for you because the progesterone won't have had time. So started taking it 2 weeks ago. This isn't a shock reveal, sadly, not pregnant this time round. But I took it for the full 2 weeks until I knew that for sure. And oh my life, within 6 hours of taking the first dose.
Wow, hours? Yeah. I thought I was going to say days.
No, within 6 hours of taking the first dose, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I was just all over the place, like absolutely, like, felt like I was being pulled like a string, like from all directions. Like my brain was just pinging everywhere. I couldn't narrow down my thoughts properly. I just felt like I was like really hyper, really like, you know, when you have too much sugar or too much sugary drinks and you're like bouncing off the wall.
Yeah.
But it was all in my head. Like I wasn't physically moving any more than normal. I just felt like my head had like exploded and it was really hard to just be a normal person. It also made me incredibly hungry. I've put on over 2 kilos in weight because I just cannot stop eating constantly. I'm stuffing my mouth. Yeah, and just generally, I've just felt really scatty, really over-emotional, really tense, like someone's about to jump out at me.
Mm.
And I haven't been taking it now for 4 days. And I can feel it starting to wear off, but I'm definitely not back to normal yet.
So, you know, the progesterone, is it something that you only take for a short period or have you stopped taking it because of the side effects?
No, I've stopped taking it because I know now that I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
So there's no point in taking it anymore. But if I had become pregnant, I would be still taking it for another 14 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, very depressing.
it's quite funny, actually, because since we did the last podcast, obviously we've missed the Sunday, which is becoming more of a usual occurrence, but we missed the Sunday. But I've not heard from you much in that time. Maybe it's because you've had a lot of things going on, obviously. Maybe it's affected your communication as well because you're pinging everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like I'm dropping plates all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I always feel like things are quite precarious anyway. I always have too much going on, really. But I feel like at the moment, I'm just not keeping on top of anything. Like everything is just falling by the wayside.
Which usually is what happens when your ADHD symptoms, not just you, in general, like mine as well, when they start getting out of control, as we like to put it,
yeah,
then everything just falls off the wayside. Like just replying to people is just an effort.
Definitely.
just keeping up with daily life can be really, really stressful. So
and research,
yeah,
spirals as well. Oh, that's been just off the charts. Like having an allotment, whether I could start growing all my own food. Don't know where I thought I'd get the time for that, but I've done a lot of researching and I've emailed a few people about potential allotments and turns out there's like a 3-year waiting list. So I've abandoned that. And then the most current research spiral that's been the last 48 hours, I'm back on camper vans.
Oh no! No!
I've been looking on quirky campers again and fine. I've messaged someone about a camper van. I don't know why I've done it because I'm not going to buy one.
This progesterone is really bad.
I know.
Everything was all under control, right? You were doing well. You were going to the gym. You were eating well, exercising. Just crazy. So going back to progesterone, because we just kind of went off
topic. Sorry, I feel like we've gone on a bit of a B tangent.
I was going to say, how do you feel it's made your ADHD worse?
Yes, I do think it has, yeah. I feel like I'm significantly more scatty and all over the place.
Okay, so you do feel it's genuinely affected everything then?
I can't think of anything else that it could be. And I'm always loath to put a change in my symptoms down to something because there's so many variables. And obviously I do have a lot of stress going on in my life at the moment, but it was like hours afterwards and I wasn't expecting it to affect my ADHD particularly, but it was literally hours after that I was like, oh my god, I'm like, what the hell is happening to my mind? And it just hasn't gone away. And actually the last week hasn't been that stressful. Like the first part of the week, you know, when my daughter actually had the op, was quite stressful. But then after, the recovery period hasn't really been like, she hasn't had any sort of complication. Yeah, she's been a bit teary as expected and tired, but I haven't been at work,
yeah,
which is usually quite a significant stress for me. I've just been mostly at home with her or like taking day trips with her. I haven't been able to have my nieces because my daughter needed to be like not rough playing and stuff. So I've been sort of out of that for a week. And yeah, so actually, compared to the last few weeks, this has been one of the least stressful weeks of 2024.
Wow. The least stressful week, but the most ADHD symptoms in the year.
The most ADHD, yeah. So I think it must be the progesterone because nothing else in my life has been different.
So aside from the fact that you feel like it's made your ADHD symptoms worse, I know you love talking about medication, so we'll have to ask this. Do you feel, apart from the ADHD side effects, there's been any other side effects?
You are hungry, ravenously hungry, all the time. Cannot stop eating. I'm having like 2 breakfasts, 2 lunch, tea and then supper. Like, just can't stop eating. Can't fill myself up. And that's definitely 100% the progesterone, because it started the day I was taking them and it stopped the day I finished taking them.
Can men have progesterone? Because this is sounding like me.
I'm sure men have it as a hormone, but
do we have it in our bodies?
Yeah, like, I'm sure you must do.
Maybe I've got too much progesterone.
Maybe. what else?
Oh no!
What?
Oh no! I've just realised something. Oh my god! Didn't we say last week that we were going to do ADHD forms?
Oh yeah, we did. We didn't say this episode. We said we were going to do it. You haven't done them yet, have you?
No, I'm sure we said next week. But yeah, anyway, because it's on my mind, I'm just going to tell you all. Really sorry. Obviously not this week. It will be at some point.
Let's do it next week. Well, I still intend to do it. I just didn't realise we were meant to be doing it this week.
Yeah, I think we were. Anyway, I interrupted you, as usual.
I can't remember what I was saying now.
Talking about side effects.
Oh, God. You're
talking about side effects.
I can't keep a train of thought.
God's sake.
I can't remember if I'm having any side effects, if I'm honest. Which is probably a side effect in itself, because I'm usually not as bad as this. Like, I'm usually very in tune with any medication side effects because I get so many. Just generally, so like the normal sort of PMS symptoms that I would get, so like being irritable, being over emotional, that's all been worse and gone on for longer. I think that's it, really.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that's all I've got to ask you, really. You've covered the bases of everything that I was going to ask anyway. You know, I was going to ask you about how long you've been taking it, the side effects, if you feel your ADHD has been getting worse. And I think that's really all we wanted to touch upon with this episode, is that hormone progesterone and if it does make your ADHD worse. Now, obviously, everyone's going to be different. So,
I think as well, it makes a difference why you're taking it, because I know it can be used for it can be part of the protocol for menopause. But I don't know whether if you were taking it because your levels had dropped, whether it would have such a profound effect. Because I'm taking it, so my levels, as far as I'm aware, are normal, and I'm taking it to have like extra.
Yeah. Yeah, so you might be having too much of it, or yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My body's like, what the hell with all this progesterone?
I don't know how hormones work. I don't know anything about hormones. So this episode for me has just been a bit of a, you know, dive in deep water and not really knowing what's coming or what to say. So yeah, I think that's all I've got to say on hormones. Anything you've got to say?
In my second life, I'm coming back as a man. It just seems like so much more simple. You know how people are always like, oh, I'm going to come back as a cat, or I'm going to come back as a dog. I just want to come back as a man, like, and just not have to deal with women's issues.
Well, Shal, you do know that there are things that can be done in this life.
No, I'm quite happy to stay as a woman in this life, but in my subsequent lives, I would like to not have to deal with female hormones or reproductive systems.
I think I'd just like to come back as a dog. It just sounds so simple, doesn't it? Lazing around all day.
Of course you would. Like, when has an episode ever aired where you've not mentioned dogs?
That's all I want to do. I want to sleep, eat. Otto, my dog, was chewing on a ball yesterday, and he was chewing it so hard I was like, oh my god, I need to get that off him, he's going to break his teeth. And then it suddenly occurred to me, he doesn't give a fuck if he breaks his teeth or not. Like, he doesn't live his life wondering or worrying about what other people think of him. Like, if I broke my teeth, I'd be mortified, because I'd be like, oh my god, I look like a monster or something. So yeah, I think just the life of a dog would just be so much simpler. Anyway, right, let's end that there. We've just got time for What Did You ADHD This Week, and it's definitely your turn this week, Shal. So What Did You ADHD This Week?
I have two. No. One is something I literally did an hour ago.
Okay.
And the other one is what I was going to talk about, which isn't really something... I suppose it is a bit ADHD. It was impulsive, but it's more just that I wanted to tell everybody.
I think you used the ADHD, what did you ADHD this week, to just tell us about all your life dramas. Just, you know, we just,
yeah,
you want something.
This isn't my life drama. This is your life drama.
My life drama?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right, go on then. What is it?
So, I mean, you know this already. It'll come back to you when I start telling the story.
I'm so confused.
So a couple of weeks ago now, since we've last recorded, Sparky bought his dog to see me.
Oh, no, yes.
Except he didn't, yes. Because typical Sparky, on the day, running behind, running late, too much stuff to do. So he sent Adam instead. Now I've got this panic text saying, oh, I've sent Adam, I can't make it, I'm so behind, I'm so stressed. And then he started panicking about the fact, because Otto can be quite nervous, and I started panicking that he wasn't going to behave very well, and that he was going to bite someone. And as soon as he said he wasn't coming to the appointment, I was like, oh, I'm going to have some fun with this. So Otto came in, he was brilliant, he was a star, everybody loved him, took lots of treats and had lots of kisses with everybody. But what I text Sparky...
I wish you could see my face right now. I really do wish you could see my face.
Is that he'd bitten a member of staff and they'd had to go to A&E. And then I proceeded to send him a series of mock photos with said staff member in bandages. I mean, she's pissing herself laughing in the photos. But
it just looked like she was crying
in his blind panic. He didn't see her.
Do you know what this is what she did right. So I messaged her and said, how was he, or something, and then she just replies with a photo of a staff member in a bandage, right? So first of all, my mind starts spiraling, I'm thinking the worst, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's bit someone. So I reply and say, please don't tell me he's bitten someone. And then she just doesn't reply for like 25 minutes.
I did that on purpose as well.
I'm spiraling at home thinking, oh my God, what the hell am I going to do? He's bit someone. That's it. He drew blood. He's like, he's now not going to be able to be around humans anymore. Right. So I'm going to have to watch him really carefully. I'm going to have to watch him around my nieces.
So then, I'm getting this in message form, gradually escalating.
Every message getting more dramatic. And she replies, oh, it's fine, she's gone to A&E or something. I'm like, are you fucking joking? And then a picture of like one of Shell's staff members, a nurse, like with a hand in a sling and a bandage, and I'm like literally zooming in on this photo, looking at every single detail, thinking, oh my God, it looks awful, it looks worse, why would her hand be in a sling? Like, you know, he's obviously took chunks out of her, like, oh my God, he's literally decimated her. So then literally Shell does the same thing again, right? Oh, she's fine, back at work, another picture of like vacuuming the floor or something, but hand in a sling. I'm thinking, oh my God, like he savaged her. So then Adam calls me and I'm just waiting for it. And he said, have you heard? And I said, is it true? And he goes, yeah. And he was like, there's blood everywhere. This is going on, right? I literally start like, I don't know what happened, but I felt myself like I was going to fall flat on the floor. Like, literally, I felt like I was just going to drop to the floor. Like, I felt like this had been the worst case scenario that I'd literally, like, made up in my head was going to happen. And then it happened. And then I said, why didn't Shell put a muzzle on him? I told her to put a muzzle on him. And then Adam goes, this was when they were trying to get the muzzle on. And I was like, oh my God, it's not even because of anything significant. He's bitten her because they're trying to put a muzzle on. So I'm going into this panic, right? And then I stopped replying, and Adam knew at that point. It was like I was really silent, that something was going on. And he was like, oh, I'm only joking. And I was like, are you taking the piss? Like, this was the worst moment of my life. I'd literally built this thing up in my mind that something bad was going to happen. And then it just spiraled into like the worst case scenario, where I thought my dog was just a vicious dog and just savaged everyone, and there was blood everywhere, and nurse ended up in A&E, and all this was just because you'd put a muzzle on him. And I thought, oh my fucking God, like what the
And I just get this message saying, you're dead to me. Oh my days. Adam's just told me the truth.
I mean, I have to admit, you did get me. You really did get me. You did. You got me so good.
I got you so good. Because everyone at work was like, he's not going to believe you. He's not going to believe you. And I was like, he will. because I'm not going to reply now and let him just stew in his own thoughts.
It was that, and you got me because of that. Because in my head, what was spiraling was everyone's panicking now because he's bitten someone and they've got to call an ambulance or got to get her to A&E and like,
and you're
like,
he's a 5 kilo dachshund.
This is the thing. I'm acting. I know. The first thing is, I kept saying to Shell, put a muzzle on him. And Shell's like, I'm pretty sure I can handle a 5 kilo dachshund. I don't know. I think you literally confirmed my worst case scenario, and it just made me spiral. So yeah, I'm forever hating you for it. But also, I will get you back for this. This is not the end of this.
So I don't know, does that count as what did really I ADHD? Isn't. Or is that just me being a dick?
No, it doesn't. Okay. No, I'm all just right. Going to be a dick now. It doesn't.
Okay.
So tell us what you ADHD'd this week.
So what I did an hour ago, well, no, 2 hours ago, is I went to the gym and I just grabbed. So the gym has padlocks with numbers. You have to bring your own padlock with a number on it. I grabbed Jamie's by accident and locked the locker, went and did my class, and then raced back to the locker, thought, brilliant, I've just got enough time to flash home, then I can get something to eat, and then I'm recording with Sparky. Got to the locker, put my code in. Obviously, it didn't fucking work because it's not my padlock. And I don't know Jamie's code. And I thought, okay, there's no problem, I'll call him. Oh, but my phone's in the locker. Okay, well, I could always drive home. Oh, no, my keys are in the locker. And everything's in the locker. I'm just there in like gym equipment, basically. And that's all I have is my gym equipment and my water bottle. I don't know anyone's number because ADHD. So I couldn't even use the gym to phone him because I don't know his number. So what I ended up having to do, luckily, one of the staff members at the gym is a long-term friend of mine. Our parents went to school together.
Oh, wow.
So she has my mum's number. So I had to go on the poolside in my socks, soaking wet, go and ask her if she can come out of work, get a phone, ring my mum to say, ring Jamie, to get Jamie to ring the gym, to tell the code so I can get in the locker.
Do you know what that is? That's karma. Karma is coming your way.
So I have not eaten dinner. I've not eaten lunch. I'm fucking starving because I'm just in an exercise class and then immediately started recording because, yeah, it took me 25 minutes to get home from the gym.
Should have been longer.
At one point, I had one of the other guys in the gym, he'd got his bolt cutters out. He was like, I'll cut it off, don't worry. And then I'm like, no, because then I have to buy a new fucking padlock.
I love it. I love how everyone in that moment rallies around and tries to help the situation. Always seems to be that you end up doing stuff like this all the time. Like, I'm sure now, just in the span of this podcast, 100 and how many episodes we've done now, I'm sure it's happened about 10 times already in What Did I ADHD This Week, that you've lost something or someone's had to help you out, or that story when Jamie had to go and get locks changed.
This is very reminiscent of that, isn't it? It's almost like you think I'd learn, but no.
I know. Do you know what I bought? Which is slightly off topic, but not. I bought these little things that you can stick on your keys and you can press a button on your phone and you can find where your keys are.
Yeah, that's it. It's a tile.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Thought that was something new. That
it doesn't work, though. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work very well.
What do you mean?
You've got to be in range.
What do you mean?
So when you press it, so it should work two ways. So you can either tap on your phone to make the tile ring on your keys, you can find your keys, or you can do the opposite. You can actually tap the tile and it rings your phone. But I found that if it's not in range, it doesn't work. So if you put your keys down somewhere and like, if you leave your keys somewhere and you go away without them, it can't find them because you're too far away.
Oh, fucks.
That's what I found.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is it's okay if you do it in the house and you've lost them in the house, but
even in the house though, I found.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Yeah, I mean, I don't have like a mansion or anything, but even in the house, if it's in the room with you, it'll find them. But if they're in like another room or upstairs and you're downstairs, that'll be out of range. So you end up having to like walk around the house in each room, which takes almost as long as like retracing your steps and trying to find them in the first place.
I mean, that's debatable. I mean, I don't even know where I've walked. So
it's very useful when you've done stuff like put them in the fridge, like, because you don't find those, do you, until like 3 days later. So it's incredibly useful for that. But it's not, I haven't found it particularly quick.
Okay, sorry, Adam, I know that was your present.
Oh, from me. Sorry. I got mine as a present as well.
Anyway, guys, we'll let you go this week. Thanks very much for listening to us ramble on, and we'll see you next week for another episode of All Things ADHD.
Bye.
All right, that's everything this week, guys, but if you want to carry on with the conversation, join us over on our social media platforms. We're on all the major channels and our handle is @adopaminekick.
We'd also be super grateful if you could leave us a review on the podcast wherever you're listening, as it helps us to grow our audience and help more people. Okay, we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.